Good evening, everybody. My name is Kendall, and I am a compulsive overeater. Before we begin, just want to take a second to do the set-aside prayer, or version of it. God, please let me set aside everything I think I know about myself, about the 12 steps, about sponsoring, about all of recovery, and especially about you, so that I can come to know you better in all of these things. Please help me to see the truth and to see the present moment. Amen. Okay, so just a bit of qualification. As I said before, compulsive overeater. I've been sponsoring now for, I think, the better part of about 3 years. I've been abstinent for more than 4 years. My abstinence date is September 4th, 2021. So my first day in OA was November 11th, 2020. So I'm very new to recovery in general. I'm in the sixth year of being in recovery at all. The reason I say that is important is because I sort of look at myself as a six-year-old or a five-year-old now. And so in terms of the growing up, it's a really important part of my recovery is that I don't want to speak like I know anything. Everything that is, you know, that's happened for me in my recovery is a part of the repeatable miracle that is the 12 steps. All of the stuff that I did by myself is why I'm a member of this fellowship. And it's sort of funny, but it is also the truth. My best thinking required a spiritual experience. So, when working with others, I guess I'll start with, one of the questions that was asked in terms of prompting talking about this space was, how was I sponsored? What was really important for me was that my sponsor, I identified with his story. So I actually ended up, I listened to his lead first. It was the first thing that I did. His number was given to me, and a link to where he had done a share in OA was given. And I listened to his lead and I identified with him, and then I gave him a call. I was about 6 or 7 days into program in general by that point. And I'd gone to several meetings in that time and was really desperate to have what my sponsor had, which was just this freedom. What I remember is that my sponsor, the first time we talked, was about an hour, and he just listened to me. And he just asked me essentially what was my story with compulsive eating. And I talked for, I don't know, probably about 20, 25 minutes of that. And then he talked for about 20, 25 minutes of that time. And then, you know, he asked me how he could help, and I asked him if he would sponsor me. And so that was really important. And that's something for me. I don't, when I sponsor, I don't tell people that I am going to sponsor them or suggest that they ask me. I wait for them to ask me, because it was really important that I was willing to do what they asked, because I don't want to drag anyone along. That's part of my story as well. It's just, you know, like a often dealing with trying to work recovery for other people, becoming, you know, codependent, or whatever the language you would like to use for it, very controlling and worried about what the sponsee is doing, as a part of my story too. And so in that, what else did my sponsor do? He just asked me some simple questions. One of them, that was really helpful for me, that I still ask, is, you know, about alcoholic foods. He said, you know, what are the foods that if I eat them, it's like I took a drink, like there was no stopping. And it was really important that I was honest in that space. I don't know why I was willing to tell the truth in that space as well. And that's also part of the experience, is in sponsoring. I guess if I were to say one thing, it's really, I found that it is really important that the food is down and that there's really no fighting about that. To have the spiritual experience of that step one of the powerlessness over food was really important for me to work the steps in that way, that the food had to be down. There are people that have varying experiences of working the steps in different ways. I don't have that experience. For me, I have the experience of working the steps. And when I did, I do have the experience of relapse. When I relapsed, I just worked this. I started from step one again, because it was about powerlessness over food. And my life was unmanageable. There wasn't a judgment. It's just that this is an illness for me. And because it's an illness, I require the treatment. And for me, the treatment is to be, I have to be abstinent. And so to walk the steps, that doesn't mean it's, I have to be abstinent, that my sponsees need to be abstinent to work with me. I don't mean that, but we do take a pause on the step work until we've got some time, until we've got some time abstinence, and then we restart the steps. So what did my sponsor do with me? Starting from that process too. In that step one space, we spoke every day. I would speak to my sponsor every day, and turn over my food, what I was going to eat for the day. And we did that for, we did that and continued into the step work for 2 years. We worked the steps, we went through the traditions, we went through lots of literature. But he had a particular schedule that worked for. And I had the same half hour time slot with him for 2 years. And that was really a blessing. I don't do the same thing with my sponsees. I started out that way, but it didn't really work for my schedule. But what does work is that for about the first month or so when working with sponsees, we do talk every day as we're sort of, as I look at the doctor's opinion, that hospitalization period, just, and as we start walking through the traditions, which I will also say for me, part of my experience is that, when I take people through the steps, or when they go through the steps with me, we go through the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous because that's what my connection is. I will read the other literature with my sponsees, like the OA 12 and 12 is very important as well. But for me, the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous is how I was taken through, and that's still what I do. And because of that, I also, I've had people approach me to take them through the steps, like, hey, would you be willing to go through the steps with me with the OA 12 and 12? And I say, I don't have experience with that. And that's just something I don't do. We'll read the literature, but as in terms of like, hey, we're working the steps, it's important for it to be from that literature because that's the only connection I really have. Other things, actually, I'm really trying to speak is honestly from where I'm at right now and some of my experiences. For me, in sponsoring, something else that was important is that I have the experience of sponsoring both men and women, but I now sponsor only men. I've just found that that was what works for me. Because there were certain things that would, if they came up, that I would have, that they would have to take those things with a fourth, that fourth or fifth step with a woman. I found that that was an important boundary. Because it is an, it's a, the sponsorship space. It's not, it's very, it's an intimate space, and holding spiritual permission with another person, in that conversation, it can be very, it can be tenuous. And so just really being upfront, it's like, what's my experience? A man took me through the steps, so I'm a man that takes other men through the steps. Other things, and this is around step one as well. And again, this is just my experience. I only sponsor, I only have the experience of putting down all mind altering and mood altering substances unless prescribed by a physician. So I do not sponsor people if they drink alcohol. I know that this isn't a program for alcohol, but my experience is that when I put down the food, I stopped drinking. I didn't do any other drugs. All of that stuff was important for me. And I didn't want to have the debate about it. I didn't want to have the debate about it. And so I also don't have the debate with my sponsees because one of those things in step 10, it says that we ceased fighting anything and anyone. I cannot fight another addict because I can't even fight myself. I lose that battle too. I need a power greater than myself. And so in sponsoring, I guess I'll talk a little bit too about how I take folks through the steps now. One of the first things we do after we go through, we make a list of the alcoholic foods, we identify those things, we set some parameters around what it means to not make decisions by ourselves with the food. So what the meals look like, we come up with a menu of those things. We spend some time really figuring out what it means to make an abstinent decision. And if something falls outside of that, it requires a call to someone else who is also working the program in a similar way. Because that's what works for me. It doesn't, if, and if my, if people that ask me to sponsor them say, well, I'm not willing to do that or try to fight with me about that thing, it's like, I just know I'm not their sponsor. And that's okay. I'm becoming more and more okay with that. I would say my experience in sponsoring is that I spent a lot of time trying to be accommodating to the way that other people worked their program, because I was afraid that, I was gonna, if I didn't help them, that somehow they were going to relapse or something. There was some crazy thing that was going on in my head. Like, oh, I've got to be the person that saves them. And I don't even save myself. So it's, it's a power greater than myself. And maybe they need to hear the message from someone else. Maybe I plant the seed, someone else is going to water it. I don't know. But I just know that I, for my own recovery, I have to work the program how what worked for me. When we go through step, and in the step work, there are a few things that I've found that are really that have really worked. One is I have to wait for questions in sponsoring. When starting out at first, I had a lot of like, here's what you should do, was a lot of the way that I led the way. But looking at the literature, it's really I share with them what I've done. And if they ask me a question, I can share my experience. But other than that, it actually, I have to tolerate my own discomfort a lot when working with sponsees. Like, oh, well, how, they're not going to ask me about this thing or what's going on with them. Or even if I notice something might be going on with their food. The closest thing that I will say is, if they talk about how they're committing their food and those things, I'll say, that doesn't work for me. But in terms of like telling someone whether they're abstinent or not, I don't do that. That's between them and their higher power. I can just tell them, here's how I make decisions about my food. This is the way I work the program. This would not work for me if they ask me. But again, it's based on if they ask me. I have done it the other way around, and there's been a lot of fighting and some amends that I've had to make where I've told people, no, you're not abstinent. It's not my business. In working the steps, things that are have been helpful for me have been really continuing to decenter myself from the process of working the steps and trying to bring God into the room as many times as I can. One of those things is it's really simple, but has changed the calls for me is inviting God into the room by starting the call with prayer before we check in about anything. Just a simple wee version of the Serenity Prayer suffices, and it's worked wonders. Other things, particularly, so step one work, powerlessness, and unmanageability. Really encouraging my sponsees to, I tell them what I do, around locking into the fellowship. So making calls and meetings, reading some of the literature, and we read together. That's probably one of the big things is we read a lot of the literature directly together, particularly through the doctor's opinion and through Bill's story. We read at the same time, and have the spiritual experience in doing that. We move a little bit slower through the steps. I used to kind of try to power people through, all the time, but now I'm just finding that I can take that journey with them a little bit at a time. Step two, particularly something that's important when we get to the end of We Agnostics, I have my sponsees do something that this is something my sponsor didn't have me do, but I have my sponsees do now, which is to call three people with more than 5 years of abstinence and ask them how they connect with their higher power. Like, what are the things that they do? What do they believe about their higher power? And just those are things that were just helpful for me. And then in step three, what was really helpful, and actually throughout the literature, when we're reading together, I keep putting prefaces on these things too, because it's like a firmware update or something. Like, I'm remembering, oh yeah, this thing needs to be different too. Something that's changed is I still have my like really well outlined and underlined and highlighted copies of my big book, but my main copy that I read with people actually doesn't have any markings in it at all. My goal is to have a new experience with my sponsees each time. I encourage people that have worked multiple programs to work with me with a clean copy of the big book. That's been really important, particularly with working with folks that have worked in the mothership program that I've worked with. It's really important to set aside what I think I know about either fellowship. I'm in multiple fellowships, and what I tell them is, if I had what I needed in OA, I would not have gone to the other room. And something often lands and clicks there for folks. And also sometimes people don't work with me after I say that phrase because they feel like I'm targeting them or something.
Oh,
But it,
man.
thank you, Selena. Thanks for your service. It's not to be accusatory or targeted, but it's just really for me, I have to keep the first things first. It's like, okay, I'm dealing with this issue with food, and we're talking about that and with the unmanageability of life as it pertains to that connection. And there are other fellowships. There's one program, but many fellowships. The other things that are important in step three and all throughout the big book, when my sponsees see something that they identify with, I have them read in first person. I'll have them read those lines back to themselves in first person and maybe write a bit about it, particularly through the doctor's opinion. It's really easy through Bill's story because it's in first person. But through the rest of the literature where they talk about the alcoholic, I haven't put the compulsive overeater, I have them put themselves. But particularly in step three, pages at the bottom of page 60 until they take the third step prayer in on page 63, I have them write that out. And something my sponsor did not have, something my sponsor had me do with him particularly, I also have my sponsees either do with me or another trusted fellow, is to read 60 to 63 in first person and to take the third step prayer with someone. And I found that that's been helpful. So emphasizing the spiritual parts of the program, there are lots of different mechanical ways to go through the program. But just, you know, those are the things that are helping, that help me. When doing the work in step 4 to 5, we just use the columns as written, as described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. I have taken people through using other adjacent versions of the columns. Some of them have five, some of them have seven or what have you, but it's really been very simple. If I just follow the, I found the most success, meaning the most relief for myself, has been just following the simple columns, and really just keeping the process as simple as I could. Other things that I want to, because I only have a couple of minutes here, other things that I wanted to close with talking about sponsorship. I'm not an abstinence generator. Like a sponsee, I'm really starting to learn that a sponsee is not abstinent or in the food because of anything that I would say or do. It has more, I have found, particularly even for myself, it has more to do what I'm willing to do about dealing with the problem, even if it's I'm angry with my sponsor. That's just, it's still a me problem. And it's really hard to get used to that because sometimes I'm worried about if people are angry with me. But it just gives me another opportunity to work my program. Other things that I don't argue about. There are certain, and a lot of it really has to do with the concept of how I work step one. It's really important that a sponsee for me to it, because sponsoring is also about helping my recovery. It is helpful for me that people are doing what I do, because that just reinforces the process that's been working for me. So, you know, there are certain things that I ask people to do that aren't outlined in the big book, right? Nowhere does it say to admit that you're powerless over food, that you need to take a picture of your food before you eat it, right? It doesn't say that. However, that's what I do to be admit my powerlessness over food. So if my sponsee doesn't want to take pictures of their food, I don't sponsor them. And that's okay. There are so many different sponsors and there are so many different roads to recovery that the road, you know, that is being broad and roomy is really, it's becoming more and more important to me. I would say my first year of recovery and first year of abstinence, I felt like I really had a very tight grip on everything because I was afraid I was going to die. There was a deep fear that was driving even all of the service because I'm like, well, you guys got to come with me or, you know, something bad's going to happen because that's how I felt. The world was on fire for me when I was eating. And then it became even more on fire when I put the food down. So I'm starting to lose some of that grip on what's go, you know, and starting to move with a little bit more ease and comfort in that process, but it's still a growing process for me. And I'm grateful to have the opportunity to share with you all about my process of working through the steps. Happy to answer questions, but also looking forward to hearing how other people sponsor as well. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you.